When the world is in trouble, Australia responds. That's what the Prime Minister told Parliament yesterday.
We always want to do the right thing by people in trouble, and we are not going to let people in trouble down now. We never have, and we never will. It is the Australian way to look after people when they are in trouble.
But exactly how Australia will respond to the waves of refugees fleeing war-torn Syria, we're still waiting for the details. Labor wants the government to take an extra 10,000 refugees, a one-off increase, on top of the current annual humanitarian take of 13,750. The Prime Minister, so far at least, has only committed to taking more Syrians from within the existing pool of refugees, not increasing the overall number. Tony Abbott says he's waiting to hear back from his Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, who flew to Geneva on Sunday for talks with the United Nations Refugee Agency. This as Cabinet considers extending its bombing campaign against Islamic State from Iraq, where we have permission, into Syria, where the government doesn't want us there. Paul Bongiorno is in our Parliament House studio. Hello, Paul.
Hello, James. How do you do?
Well, thank you. So a busy time in politics with foreign affairs and international news, the centre flavour. Is there pressure now on Tony Abbott to increase the overall intake? Tony Abbott at this stage not willing to take more refugees overall, but it's an evolving story, isn't it?
It certainly is an evolving story, and Tony's been wilting before our very eyes since he took a fairly hard line on Friday in his first responses to those heart-rending pictures of the drowned boy. Yesterday, in under questioning from the opposition in Question Time, he did say that Australia would significantly increase. Now, we don't know what that is. He didn't rule out the 10,000 extra one-off extra places that Labor put on the table yesterday, but he does say he's waiting for the Immigration Minister to call him. Now, I've got to say that sending Peter Dutton off to Europe to find out what they want smacks to me of window dressing at best and a delay tactic at worst. I mean, do we really need to send a minister to Europe to be told that more countries should be taking more displaced people?
Well, even before that question can be answered, what about the breadth of opinion within the coalition party room? On the one hand, we had Senator Corey Bernardi saying, as tragic as it was to see that poor child dead on the beach, he says he was safe with his father and family in Turkey, and he would remain alive had the father not decided to move into Europe for dental work. That's what Corey Bernardi says. In the same party room, we have, of course, Ewan Jones, who says from North Queensland, Central Queensland, who on the coast, who says we should take 50,000 refugees.
Look, that's very disappointing from Corey Bernardi. The fact of the matter is that the Syrian conflict's been going on for 4 years. There are 4 million displaced persons in neighbouring countries, 2 million of them in Turkey, who are there waiting to go home. But they've realised, and this is the family of Ayan Kurdi, they've been waiting for almost 4 years and they've lost patience and hope. And dental work it's not cosmetic dentistry that this guy needed. He needed dental work that was threatening his overall health. So it's all very easy to paint this sort of picture and not to realise the depth and breadth of the human tragedy that we're witnessing.
Tell me on another topic about Alan Jones fronting this new advertising campaign against the Abbott government's changes to environmental laws. What's happening here?
Yes, well, you remember that the reply from the government when the Carmichael mine was held up mainly through a bit of bad paperwork from the Environment Minister, that Tony Abbott described this as lawfare because environmental groups pointed out that not all the I's had been dotted and the T's crossed for environmental protection. So Tony Abbott wants to repeal that section of the Environmental Protection Act. Well, Alan Jones, who isn't a great fan of coal seam gas, as we know, he's going to front a campaign against the repealing of these measures. The people who are up in arms about it, many of them farmers, of course, say that the Abbott government is being undemocratic. So one of the government's closest friends is becoming a critic, at least on this issue.
What about the opposition demanding the federal government apologise for suggesting a cruise operator lied about told by government officials to sack his Australian crew and re-flag his ship offshore? Explain this story.
Well, look, this is overreach that's blown up in the government's face. There is a Canning by-election where Australian jobs are front and centre, especially over the free trade agreement. But there's an operator called Bill Milby who runs North Star Cruises on the Kimberley coast. And he pointed out that the proposed changes to Australia's shipping regulations, domestic shipping regulations, would put him out of business because it means that flags of convenience ships with a foreign crews not being paid as much as Australian crews would take his business away. He claimed that that he was told by departmental officials that the best thing he could do would be to reflag his ship and get a foreign crew. Now, Tony Abbott's response to that he was lying. Yesterday, the Transport Minister and Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss told Parliament that it wasn't accurate. Well, Mr. Milby turned up to a Senate inquiry, said he doesn't lie, said he was told this, and the public servants turned up and admitted that they did discuss options but didn't give advice. So the sort of options is you can go out of business or you can, you know, foreign flag your ship and bring in cheaper crews. We're not giving advice, we're just pointing out realities. That seems to be the read on it. And, of course, Anthony Albanese, the shadow Transport Minister, is now saying Parliament's being misled and Mr. Milby is owed an apology, which he seems to be. And of course, what this all does is put up in lights again, are Australian jobs under threat yet again, just as the voters are deciding what they're going to do in Canning.
Paul Bongiorno, contributing editor, 10 Network. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you very much, James. Bye.